Irish journalist Nuala O'Fallon's autobiography, Are You Somebody?, was an immediate bestseller when it was published in Ireland in 1996. It was eventually knocked off the bestseller list there by Frank McCourt's blockbuster, Angela's Ashes. Now that Are You Somebody? Is finally being published in this country, book critic Maureen Corrigan says that O'Fallon can return the favor.
In the famous ending of James Joyce's novel, A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, Joyce's writer-hero, Stephen Dedalus, is perched to fly out of Ireland to escape the paralyzing influences of Irish politics, religion, language, and sexual mores on his art. These days, Irish writers have an even more potentially deadly force to reckon with. It's called Frank McCourt. When McCourt's book, Angela's Ashes, implanted itself in American bestseller lists last year, it was all but universally acknowledged as the A1 steak sauce of 20th century Irish autobiography. McCourt shamelessly stirred the stock elements: a drunken but charming father, a martyred mother, ragged children, rain, nuns, confessionals, into a magical brew that somehow tasted fresh and definitive. Any Irish autobiography that appears after Angela's Ashes will be compared to it. So bowing to the inevitable, I suggest that you think of Nuala O'Fallon's bold and austere memoir, Are You Somebody?, as the kind of story McCourt's mother, Angela, might have told had she been born a little later and a lot more articulate. If mid-century Ireland was a stifling place for young men like Frank McCourt, for women, Nuala O'Fallon says, it was a living tomb. O'Fallon is thinking of her mother when she makes that pronouncement. Catherine O'Fallon was overwhelmed early in life by 9 children and a philandering, famous but impecunious husband. She resorted to numbing herself with books and alcohol. O'Fallon inherited a love of reading from her mother and did well in school. But when puberty hit, making out took precedence over making good grades, and her parents scraped together the money to exile her to a convent boarding school. In characteristic wry fashion, O'Fallon describes her first day in the convent this way: "Not much more than a week before, I had been slow waltzing half the night, pressed into men's bodies. By comparison, I had now landed on a planet that could not support life." Ultimately, though, O'Fallon counts being sent away to boarding school and not getting pregnant as the crucial accidents that allowed her to survive. With detours in clock-watching, pointless jobs, she went on to win scholarships to college and postgraduate work at Oxford. Eventually, O'Fallon got hired as a writer and producer at the BBC and then ascended to her present post as a columnist for the Irish Times. It's her celebrated candidness, as well as her keen grasp of the larger social and historical environment she's been shaped by, that distinguishes O'Fallon's memoir from other, more self-congratulatory, out-of-bondage tales. In quick, penetrating passages, she characterizes the spirit of the ages she's passed through. The misogynist, arty Dublin of the early 1960s, illustrated by properly horrifying anecdotes about John Huston and Robert Shaw. London in the mid-1970s, when the impact of events like the Birmingham bombings stiffened her once easy interaction with English friends. With discomforting discernment, O'Fallon also analyzes her personal history. Her long battle with the bottle when she subsisted on a diet of hangovers and takeaway Chinese. Her learned dissociation from her own body, so that for decades it was easy to fall into having sex with a man, but unthinkable to mention to him that she'd gotten her period. Her present sexual loneliness as an aging woman, not ready to embrace the role of benign witch. O'Fallon entitled her autobiography, Are You Somebody?, in rueful anticipation that her countrymen would hurl the standard Irish question, who do you think you are, at a woman without children or mate who dared to draw attention to herself by writing her life story. To which O'Fallon might offer this somewhat unstandard Irish reply, someone forging in the smithy of my soul the uncreated conscience of my gender.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University.